Hello there, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Behind the Bunker, episode 628, podcast 507. Haven't seen you guys in a while. What you been up to? My name is Todd Ansich. Thank you guys for tuning in. We missed you last week, and then I think we missed you 2 weeks prior to that, but we're back now, and we'll be here all the way until Christmas when we take another week off somehow over that. With me, I have Josh Zubizabrickis.
That's me.
And Gavin Sharmer from TerraTech Industries.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. 8:05-ish Behind the Bunker. It is your Monday night routine, and I hope it's still your routine after a hiatus. We're grateful to see you all in the chat, so make sure you hit that like, share, and tag a friend or three so they know that we're back on tonight.
And Joe Gibson from Flagrider's Paintball.
Hello, and thanks for tuning in tonight to a beautiful Behind the Bunker. We are live. It is Monday night, 8:04 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we are going to talk about paintball and many things paintball, as well as Gavin's going to talk about Movember.
A little Movember action, yeah.
A little bit of retro Eclipse hoodie versus new Eclipse hoodie action.
Eclipse on Eclipse action.
Eclipse.
Oh, did you guys plan that out?
No, yeah. I just
put I this called him.
Happy little accident.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Movember real quick, Gavin, while I'm still loading up. I have to I'll apologize now. Matt is not here. He's our producer. So if you see me looking off camera, it's because I'm looking at another monitor. I'm running what Matt normally does. So tonight may very well be a bit of a shit show.
I didn't even realize he wasn't here.
You couldn't hear the grinding?
Yeah. Oh. And yeah, Josh says that because we don't usually know he's here until about halfway through the show.
That's right. Yeah, that's
so what's going on with Movember, Gavin?
Well, I appreciate my friend Joseph P. Kimson standing in solidarity, and I know Jeff Thompson, who frequents the show. He's also a Mo Bro. So we're growing mustaches and having conversations about men's health concerns. So this week is week number 3, so one more week to go for raising money and awareness for men's health concerns. And so I'm going to give a few stats in terms of Canadian content, where you can look up your own country and region that you're in. And we're talking about men's mental wellness and suicide. So in Canada, in 2019, 3,050 men died by suicide, nearly 59 men per week, and 3 out of 4 deaths by suicide are men. And second, suicide is the second leading cause of death among Canadian males aged 15 to 44. So my challenge to you folks is to make sure you reach out and connect with those people in your life, even the ones who are super, super happy, to find out how they're really doing. It may just take one person reaching out, one sympathetic ear, to let people know that they're still worth it and they're still and you still value their contributions to the world. So reach out to the young men in your life, 15 to 44, the highest risk age group for that, and make sure that people are doing okay.
Josh?
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing, buddy?
Not so bad.
No, really. How are you doing?
No, I am angry and broken and everything in between.
All right. Well, I have a short attention span, unwell. So there's me asking you. But yeah, thank you to Gavin and Joe for doing that. I can't grow facial hair. I'm like a prepubescent boy, and even if I tried, it would be wispy, and you'd hear just like two whiskers.
Well, I would encourage you to try that next year, whether you can grow facial hair or not. It's important to engage in these conversations and hopefully raise some funds and awareness for men's health concerns, not only in our country of Canada, but internationally as well. Movember, take a look in your country and participate next year.
Mikey Everett says, damn, I wish I had a sexy stash like that.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to show you guys a couple things. We'll just go through a bit of news. I missed you last week because we didn't have a show. I was still traveling back from World Cup. But World Cup happened. We were down there doing our thing. I was working for Major League Paintball doing the broadcast for the semi-pro field. I don't know if you guys caught any of it, but
MLP.
It was a lot of paintball. And you're going to see a lot of big things from Major League Paintball next year. Speaking of which, the NXL released their schedule. There's Event 1, which is happening in Las Vegas at Craig Ranch. And then you can see the rest of the calendar. And why you want to go to Las Vegas is not only are we going to have a great event there, but we're going to have the Summit Awards, and then we're going to have the Summit, which is like
the top,
the new paintball extravaganza. I'm afraid we can't say extravaganza anymore.
I can't, yeah. So what do I say?
Summit!
Summit! I'll figure something out.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? I have a quick little thing. Let's play this. This is a little... So unfortunately, I won't be staying at the Sahara. I had a bit of a problem there. Gavin and I tried shorting the house, and
I thought it was the sand and all the cracks.
Yeah. Yes. When I was counting the... Well, yeah, we were doing some counting. And
with our matching suits.
Yes. So if you guys are interested, make sure you guys head down or head over to the NXL website. You can check out all of that. And even check out Major League Paintball's website. So I got into a bit of trouble.
Ooh, lay it on us, buddy. Lay it on
no,
us.
No, I... Okay, so apparently... I was told that we were not allowed to use the Major League Paintball website we were talking about last week.
Okay.
And we didn't. We didn't give the Major League Paintball website away. But what I did was I printed some of their copy, and we read it, and it may not have been completely accurate.
Did you get a call from legal?
I was in the Planet Eclipse booth, and I was talking to our good friend Leeds, and Jacko came in. And Jack was, of course, in charge of all of the marketing and whatnot, and would be in charge of coming to that trade show. And he was complaining about how it's open to the public. And then Tom Cole shows up in the same conversation, and Jacko yells at Tom Cole, goes, who said all these people can come in? Like, we it's not open to the public. It's an industry thing only. Like, why are we open to the public? And Tom goes, Todd said it. He goes, yeah, I know that. I heard that. And he goes, who told him to say that? And he goes, well, I guess I kind of did.
That's not you getting
and
in trouble.
I said, I felt like a bag of crap. I said, I'm so sorry. Like, Tom and I did have agreement on what we were going to say and where we weren't. And I thought that was to be said. And I thought Tom was going to get mad at me. And he just kind of shrugged it off and laughed. He goes, nope, publicity is publicity. And
there we go.
But yeah, Jack was pretty upset.
I like the controversy. Was there fisticuffs?
Almost. Almost, but just goes to show that people not only in the industry but around paintball are listening to what we're saying, maybe a little too closely, unfortunately. But
also, why? It's also a good example that people curse us all the time.
Yeah. More from Planet Eclipse in a minute, but we'll go through some of the slideshow presentation
before
that
we
I
continue.
Did.
Yeah. Do Joe and I have to remove our sweaters, or is it still okay?
On the fence.
All right.
Mine's just, yeah.
Keep us posted.
We already had one show with stripping, and I feel like that's enough.
Yeah, true. Yeah. So here's a quick picture of the stands. I'll get to it in a second here. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. So here's the stands, or from the stands, Dusty and I were there, and we watched the 7-3 match.
Oh, how did that go? I didn't catch any of that.
So it's interesting. So you can see right there the biggest bunker that's closest to us. That's the center of the 50. This one right here, you can see a button on the left side of it. There's also one in the shadow that you can't see. Here, I did a little zoom in for you. So that's on both sides of the field. So if you're not aware of what the 7-3 was, is to score a point, you get 7 points. If you push the buzzer, you get 3 points. Something like that. I'm butchering it, but that's the thing. So they did try that model. To mixed reviews, some people really liked it, some people really didn't like it, but I don't know if it's because they didn't like change or if they didn't like it, but it was pretty interesting, and I know that some of it might have been televised on Go Sports on their open channel, I thought it was neat. So here's what happens. If you run and hit that buzzer, you own it, like as if you grabbed the flag and you were holding it, but you don't have to protect, you can walk away from it. But the other team can go and get that buzzer. And so it's the last person who has the buzzer when the game is over, whether it's your 5 minutes is up or whether it's you've scored the goal.
Do you get cumulative points the longer you hold it?
No. But some of the suggestions I had was, instead of having buttons on only one side, have buttons on both sides. So let's say Joe's team gets it first and they did the Dorito side, but my side we thought we were going to go get the snake side, and the snake side was going to be live. Now it's the opposite. So now you're scrambling to get your five players to go get that button.
And to help Jack out as well,
yeah,
this game is open to the public as well, right? Anybody can go in and hit buzzers and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Jacko can, and anybody can, in that's or right. without the industry.
Right.
So Mike Thompson says 3 if no score, 7 points in the period.
I would like to see that buzzer be industry only.
Did I say Jacko or Jack? Was it Jack Wood? Sorry.
Jacko.
There we go.
Yeah, yeah. So whatever. Love it or hate it. We'll find out soon what the players were like. Here's a quick picture of the stands. If you guys never been to an NXL event, that's just half. There's another set on the other side of that tent. That tent is where, you know, Matty Marshall and Rich Telford and the guys are commentating.
There's a lot of Amish there.
Yes. Well, this is Rumspringer time.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
So... And then here we go. That was during the Tampa Bay damage. Tampa Bay was up at that point. So pretty cool. And then this is the backside of the VIP tent. So the VIP tent has an elevated tiered tent where there's drinks and snacks and foods and stuff in there. So if you ever want to go to an event, get yourself some VIP or grandstands tickets, as they call that. You guys remember a fellow named Steven Ruiz that used to partake in the show?
Yeah.
This is his truck. And I didn't realize that until I had ordered. We had ordered potato balls and meat sticks. And he goes, "Hey, you're the Behind the Bunker guys." And so anyways, that's who it was. And
any discount?
No discount.
He's friends with Mark Pagan.
He doubled the price, then told Todd it was 50% off.
That's right. He says he's going to hook me up, business. Brother, and then he only gave me like one little point. No, I'm just kidding. And the food was really good. So
all you can eat ketchup?
If you see him at events, check him out.
Check out those potato balls.
I was in the Hormesis booth, Josh, and I was thinking about you.
Of course you would.
Corduroy shorts.
Awesome. I could wear those over my blue jeans.
You'd hear Josh coming a mile away, unfortunately.
If not, he's starting a fire somewhere.
Yeah. We talked briefly about Planet Eclipse, but so have a look. Here I'm holding an EMF 100, but you guys notice anything a little bit different about it other than the colorways?
It's gold.
Can't get my eyes off the plaid pants in the background.
All right, so not
look at the tip.
Not the just the tip.
That's just the tip. So that's the new. The S63 barrel system now has a tactical barrel extender. So if you want to add like, not a flatline, but if you want to add like
a mock suppressor,
thank you, a Dishka or any sort of barrel ends, this is now, you can have a look at it, Joe, if you want to.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But that's, so you can add some things to it. So looks cool. Pretty neat if you ask me.
Is that just the color of the photo, or what color is that marker?
It's silver with like a baby blue powder coat.
Okay.
And they did another one that was like a...
gold? Was it the Burl Ives collection?
Gold and bronze almost, if you will.
It's nice.
So, yeah.
That's a nice feature.
Sorry, I'm really not on the camera switching today, and I apologize.
So, who's that handsome fella?
So, as you know, they're coming out with the Legends card packs.
Yes.
And I can't show you because I got on the goddamn thing here.
Where's
Matt? I'm clicking. Where's Matt?
Oh, look,
there you can see.
LEDs.
So Leds gave me one, and he put it in a little protective thing.
Don't take
it
out.
He licked it, so I have his DNA, and he also signed it. So
that's nice.
Yeah.
Congrats. Cool?
And then he was nice enough to give me an unopened
cigarettes.
He says there's cards in here, but I don't really hear much. But that's a complete pack.
Oh, that's
that'll
cool.
be worth something someday.
What number are you?
Six.
Greg Beck says it was nice to meet Todd in person.
That's right. I did get to meet the Bexter.
The Bexter?
The Bexter. Well, all now right. We're on this last name basis, so. What else do I have here? And so there's LEDs. So a couple other booths that I saw at the event. Look at these guys. Video game company.
Okay.
Doing a virtual... Virtuous, I think it was
virtual
called.
Virtual reality?
Yeah, whatever. First-person shooter game. Okay. Well, I'm really butchering this. But you can see it was packed with kids all weekend. They were hosting tournaments all weekend. But that tent, like, stood out. It looked like something out of a proper trade show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was really well done. Gel Blasters had an actual field set up, and we're letting kids go in and out, no charge, go play all weekend.
Wow.
So that was kind of cool. And it was right underneath the shadow of the Gaylord Palms, right in the tourist area. So there was lots of people driving by. So hopefully lots of people did manage to stop in and check
that
out.
Good exposure.
It is.
Free haircuts at the Hormesis booth. As you can see, I didn't take advantage of that. But
didn't get your fade on?
Were they doing cut and color or just cuts?
Just cuts, unfortunately. But I will say, the culture around World Cup, like when you go there, there's families, there's kids, there's players coming off the field, dirty and sweaty, holding their newborns, you know, while their wife gets a break. Like, it's really...
family thing.
It's really family. It's really nice. Went to the Sapere booth. What do you guys think of those two bunkers?
Oh, those are bunkers.
They're boxy.
They're very boxy. So they're making covers now. So if you want to have a bunch of skids and you want to cover it with a Sapere material, I guess it's a neat idea. I'm trying to look at the positivity of that.
You wouldn't have to use a blower.
No.
Sup airless?
No. Is that where but I don't know why you'd want to cover it. Like, I don't really understand that. Unless you wanted to brand a field.
Because skids are ugly.
Yes, that's true. What else we got here?
Hide the bee's nest.
Oh, in the Virtue booth.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
In the Virtue booth, see these clear goggles?
Yes.
They have no colors, but then you hand them to them and you can do it yourself. You can dip them.
What?
And you can dip them.
They're making Virtue soup.
And there you go. There's a couple custom ones right there. So if you want yourself a custom goggle that no one else has, you can dip them yourself or they'll do it for you. And
what a cool idea.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty neat. Go through these real quick. Sandana was there.
I see Tiger Shifter.
Meh. I don't know. Whatever. I didn't really get excited about it.
Is that Venomware again? No.
I think they're maybe trying to reprint it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I saw they had the paintball museum there. I saw the very first paintball marker I was ever
issued. Look at that.
You could argue that was the first paintball gun I ever shot, but I don't know that I got more than a paintball or two out of it before it broke on me, but that was the first one that I ever.
How did it break, Todd? It's made out of solid aluminum.
solid brick of aluminum.
And high quality. Finley hats were there. Did you guys see any nice hats on that table?
Tiger Stripe.
Yeah.
Is there a Zuby one there? Is that it? No.
No. Wow. And then, so this is the one I thought looked pretty cool. What does that remind you of, Joe? Think of a baseball cap that you may already have that was back in the, maybe in the 90s.
Yeah.
Doesn't that look like the JT cap?
The JT.
With the JT USA logo on it.
Yeah.
I thought you were going Radical Joe's paintball shop.
Radical Joe's. Yeah. God, eh? But the Tiger Stripe going the wrong way.
It's kind of all over the place.
Oh, you brought one home.
Up for grabs tonight for whoever wins trivia tonight or Price is Right gets to take this home.
Oh, look at the inside.
What is that, velvet?
So the owner of Finley Hats, Jimmy Hickey, all his hats have the banding around it, the
piping.
And then, Joe, this is a PMI hat that we had here.
I have one of these. Or maybe amazing. This is what I have.
I don't know. Amazing. Corey grabbed it out of her stash, so I don't know what that is. But I just wanted to show you the similarities, like why I was drawn to that hat.
That hat would be worth some stuff.
Yeah.
So to read out the chat, Mike Thompson says, nice new hat, Gavin.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, we'll see.
But, victory of
so, as I say, Price is Right. Finley hats are known for their rope, their cordage through it.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, pretty neat. And then here, they had some, they even did some NXL branded ones.
Oh, pretty cool.
Which are cool. I know Dusty had to go back and get some. We'll go through.
I can see Dusty wearing one of those.
Yeah, he thought it was, great.
Yeah.
I'm not really big on, you know, like gear bags and stuff right now, but I thought the ones, the infamous brand ones are kind of neat. I don't know what you call that, Molly system or not, but...
Yeah, it has Molly. Laser
I just thought
cut.
It was
it's
neat.
It's laser cut Molly.
It's what's the number one hashtag at World Cup every year? Hashtag win World Cup, right? Well, in the infamous booth, you can buy yourself a lost World Cup.
Brilliant. I thought that was awesome.
I lost World Cup and all I got was the shirt. Yeah.
I went to the GI booth and this was 13 years in the making. I thought this was a nice looking shirt. Unfortunately, everything else was just sort of like custom stuff, so nothing I can really single out.
Now, could you dip your own shirt?
No dipping of your shirts. All right. That was not allowed. Who's this fellow?
Mark Pagan.
Pagan.
Yeah, he was down there. He's living in Florida now.
Oh, nice.
The gentleman who started to help keep paintball alive?
Correct.
Yeah. He's also dropped quite a bit of stuff that used to reside on him.
He's much retired more svelte now.
Yeah.
It's that Florida heat. It's not New York anymore.
Stopped in the Valken booth. This is the new...
well, that's not so...
What's it called, Joe? Black.
No, the Rip.
The Rip Torn?
Riptide. Rip Cut.
Okay, I'm going to apologize right now. I had it written down. I don't have it with me. But the one thing I will say about it... keep in mind, it was in their booth was right near the sandy bit, so it's dusty in my photos. But it does take... it comes with a dummy mag... but it also accepts the same mags that the EMF
really? That's
and the
good.
Die Tactile are with. So
very cool.
Yeah, I don't know what I think of that, but at least it's one more gun manufacturer sticking with one platform. I ran into this guy.
Oh, yeah. LaSoya.
Yeah. yeah, he picked me out of the crowd and we said hello to each other. This person.
Not sure who that person is.
Haven't seen her in the age of a dog.
Yeah. So nice to see B. Young's. And this I wanted to show you guys. So this is Paintball Fit, and they have another team that was utilizing it.
Who is moving up, by the way?
They sure are. And very convincingly, actually. But this is their toolkit and their pod crew. And then you'll notice there's two coolers there with some vent holes in them.
Yes.
They run an AC unit off a generator to keep their paint climatized.
Amazing.
So smart.
Yeah. So you'll notice in a video later on that I was sweating. It was so hot on the Thursday, Friday, Saturday that you couldn't help but just be sweated top to bottom. So that definitely helped him out.
And Joe Nesman says, holy Milwaukee pack out.
No kidding.
That's $1 million worth of Milwaukee right there.
This is a pod runner close. For one of the semi-pro teams. She has an Envision goggle with the monkey mask.
Oh, that's very cute.
Awesome. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. And here's my friend, Marcello.
Marcello.
Bom dia.
He was helpful this week. That's about all that I have, but I did want to show you this. Did you guys see the big upgrade for next year proposed by Sup-Air?
I'm so excited. It's almost like wrapped skids.
I wish I had crickets. Yeah, they want to add 10 more, or sorry, 8 more
beams,
snake beams. I don't know what they're taking away, if anything. Lord knows they should take some of the big bunkers away, but they're adding in that for next year. So at least that's according to their signage, so I assume that it's gospel.
Let's see how it plays out.
Yeah. Anyways, guys, just a reminder to watch out for more information about the summit, the industry standard that's coming up.
That you may or may not be able to go to.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God damn it. And this is Wolf sent me this while I was down in Florida. He's got me on one screen, Go Sports on the other, and a bit of a delayed feed of our field on the other side.
I thought it was
there.
Duck Hunt on that one.
And remember how we were talking to Bob Spicer in the live chat? He sent this just after the show. I didn't see it till halfway through, but this was his view from the hot tub.
Ew.
And I will not scroll down.
That's amazing.
That's the best I had. And then obviously, Joe, you guys saw this.
Yeah. Yes, that was really well done. That was a fold a gap.
Yeah. The more I look at that picture, if anyone in the live chat can tell me, is this bus drivable? The way the paint job looks like is if it's there to stay.
I think it's like a camp. I think it's like their headquarters.
Oh,
it's like
a campground. Yeah. Because the windows are
and the way the grass is as well. I think you're right. Instead of buying a shipping container or having a pop-up tent, they have one of those. That's pretty cool.
But why keep the running headlights not painted?
Because maybe they need it at night.
Maybe it's a beacon when they're stumbling back.
Oh, maybe. That's their front porch.
The hood?
That could be.
That's where they do their cooking.
It could be.
Or sorry, the front trunk?
Also, remember how we were talking last week about how we think the EMEC or the EMEC should have a tactical marker that they release?
Yes.
Something like that, yeah.
So I was talking to Led Zepp Cup, and he goes, you know, dummy, that we sell those. We sell those kits, and we've seen them before. Right, that are meant to go on those guns, and then anyway, so I saw this email today that went out to all the field and store owners that are like, hey, you know, you can buy these as packages to sell them as packages. So,
EMEC 100
my idea was sort of good, but
speed package.
Well, it's got speed holes in it, so it's a speed package.
Yeah, this was sent in by Steve, and he says he's getting a jump on his hobby horse shopping. He saw this at the local.
Well done.
That one doesn't meet Olympic standards because the head is too large, but nonetheless, it's a good try.
Well done. I enjoy when you guys kind of troll us that way. That's about all I have in as a quick recap. I want to say thank you to everybody who ran into me down at World Cup. A couple things that have spawned out of that as well is I, much like Joe, has a great weekly segment called From the Vault. I've started a new segment with my friends from the Paintball Museum, and it's called Antiques Paintball Roadshow. And we're going to show you every week something out of the museum that has a neat, cool effect of how it, you know, how it came to be in paintball. So stay tuned for that. And we'll get to that in just a second. Everything else we can wait. So why don't we go to Joe's From the Vault segment? And when we come back, we'll get into tonight's topic. We'll get into Paintball Antiques Roadshow, and we'll get into some more great things. So we will be right back.
Tonight is no different. Tonight we're going to go back in the early days of paintball.
One of my friends, Steve Russell, used to run a paintball field outside of Keswick. It's now called Georgina Paintball. And we both gave away little prizes when someone captured the flag or did something heroic. The Flag Raider ones are sort of a replica of the dog tag. And you can see this one says, Flag Raiders, we set the trends, other fields follow. Then the matching set is a flag champion with our phone number. So it's kind of cool. And you'd see, we'd be out out in various places, and a person would run up to us and go, hey, look, it's me. Remember when I won these? And then they would start telling you a story about how they were triumphant and rescued the POW or captured the flag or blew up a plane. But anyway, these are sort of a cool keepsake and memento that we used to give out to players that did something spectacular or, you know, won a game, or even if it was a little guy that got shot up a little bit, we'd give him one of these. But anyway, thanks for watching this week's segment of From the Vault. We go back in history, and we'll see you next time. Pew, pew.
All right. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. If the sound was too low, that is Matt's fault. He's not here tonight. So if it was seriously low, I apologize. Was it? Todd, I'll have to listen to it and rewind and see.
Todd had
was.
The compression up to 11. So.
Yeah, yeah. I do have another video I do want to show you.
Maybe my undershorts are too tight.
And I didn't. I'm not going to preface this with anything. Compression. But I don't have volume for you guys, but I want you guys to watch the screen. This is for you.
Did he gift you that?
I have 4 Tiger Stripe hoodies, and I believe, I'll double check, but I think they all have my name on them.
Boo Earns.
We're going to send you back.
I have the camera on you guys because I want a look on Joe's
make
face.
Make sure you get that crinkle more in the microphone.
So that's for Joe.
Wow.
That's for Gavin. Sorry. And then this one here that has 3XLs is for my friend Josh.
That's really cool.
Was this directly from Tim?
Directly from Tim.
Dear Tiger. God, that is amazing. Thank you, sir.
I'm never going to take this off.
Look at the logo. Look at the logo on the inside. Isn't that great?
I'm excited.
And I apologize to everyone at home. That's all they're hearing is crinkling in the microphones. But yeah. So that's there you really go, cool. Ladies and gentlemen.
Seb, I am doing more than drooling. This is such an amazing gift. I'm truly grateful, and I appreciate Tim and your support of the show and this lovely Tiger Stripe.
That is amazing. Thank you.
Speaking of gifts, I wanted to give you guys a couple other things. By the way, the owner of Transfuse wanted us to try some of their
food?
Stuff. So if you guys want to try that, you can.
Is it cannabis?
No.
Oh. Okay. Ask me about that in the after show.
All right. Yeah. Excellent.
And then our good friend Leds wanted to send us, here's one for Gavin, some Planet Eclipse merch.
Oh, merch.
Dear God. What? This isn't even Christmas. Do you know that?
I take it back. Leds is a really nice guy.
I love Leds. I love Tim. This is like Diwali all over again.
And then this one here
lights
is
stuff
a...
stuff on fire.
Do you want to shoot fireworks at each other?
This one here is a 5XL t-shirt.
What? Oh, my...
Oh, I have a 90 now.
Well, I said to Leds, he goes, how big of a shirt do you need for Josh? I said, big. He goes, well, like what? Like XL, double XL? And I said, well, like, what is the biggest XL that you have? Because
awesome.
Josh has never said, wow, this is big on me to anything. So hopefully that
we'll
fits.
Find out next week.
Cut down on the protein, buddy.
Time to get off that diet. Yeah.
I'm quite.
And then, sorry, Joe, I was going to give you the choice here. So there's a teal one and there's a other one.
I think the black one.
I reckon the teal would look quite lovely on teal. You, my friend.
Nice. Oh, I wanted the black one.
You know what? With his Fu Manchu in the teal, he's like borderline Hulk Hogan.
Ooh, brother.
That's awesome.
Look at that. Yeah. That's awesome.
So there you go, ladies
Very
and gentlemen.
Grateful. Thank you, folks. Thank you so much.
And it comes with some little gel balls, too.
That's right.
Oh.
10,000 gel blasters.
Excellent.
Don't eat those.
Okay. Why?
Just that's put them awesome. In your jelly blaster and pew pew away.
Oh, that's true. So, honestly, thank you, Leds. You didn't need to, and I told him that he didn't need to. Joe.
Yes.
You don't have it with you. I was going to say, so I got Joe a Apple Watch that was in their booth by a custom company that did it, and it was the Planet Eclipse
Camouflage.
Yeah.
I will put it on next week. I was doing
some
fantastic.
Work.
No, no, I'm not pressuring. No, I wanted to bring that up because Led's let me buy it because they only had two in the display case.
Okay.
And it was kind of, yeah. So it's very, it's very rare.
You mean Apple Watch Band.
It's an Apple Watch band in the Planet Eclipse.
You said you bought Joe an Apple Watch.
And
of course, what is he going to put his wristband or his thing on?
Can I clarify? Yeah. This is a product for sale.
No.
Just not on, or is this limited edition?
I think they just show, I think they may have given it to him. They were using it as like a showpiece in their display case because there was only two.
Can I say Zut Alor? I'm going to have to track down the other one.
Yeah. Well, that company, Joe can give you the company's name. I don't have it on me, but yeah. All right, well, why don't we move on? We got a couple things to get to, but before we do that, I'm going to tell you about Planet Eclipse even furthermore. Planet Eclipse, from the point man to the podium, Planet Eclipse Performance Paintball hardware and gear is designed, manufactured, and performed or perfected to operate when the pressure is on or when there is no pressure at all. Get Planet Eclipse, ladies and gentlemen, and take on the world.
EG, the smoke grenade company, has been providing the players, the playmakers, the photographers, and the storytellers with battlefield brilliance, brilliant colors, and creating wonderfully brilliant tales since 2005. Make sure your next adventure includes EG.
Air-Ups, give inflation a whole new meaning. Designed, manufactured, and handcrafted in America by Brent Davis and his team, they have stainless steel hardware, thick welded seams, will keep everybody in play all day. So get Air-Ups and stay up.
Ruthless is a versatile crew of industry vets and innovative enthusiasts dedicated to producing not just outstanding products, but also outstanding customer service. Use our promo code BTB15 to score 15% off your next order.
Exalt, taking accessories and gear to the next level. Get Exalt for the next level design, products, and materials. Whether you're a beginner, upgrading, or a pro breaking out, get Exalt, which is available worldwide.
DLX Technologies, creators of the TM40 marker and accessories used by some of the best. Light, sleek, and fast. TM40 only available at DLX.
Ride 519. Whether you're riding on pavement, pathway, sand, or gravel, you can blaze your own trail with a one wheel. And before you ride off into the sunset or sunrise, use the promo code BTV10 to save 10% off your new ride at ride519.com.
Tanks. You're is welcome. Everything bigger in Texas? It is at Tank's Big Man Adventure Park, Houston's one stop for all ages action. Tank hits its target every time with jelly ball, low impact and regular paintball, airsoft and axe throwing. Book your next adventure with the Big Man. Hashtag get Tanks.
So thank you to all of our great sponsors. And please, if you get an opportunity to support them, that would be super awesome. So I want to give you guys a bit of a preface here. We're going to get into our antique paintball roadshow. Before we do that, would you guys like a piece of Behind the Bunker memorabilia? I am selling our limited edition one of one retro. What else would be good hook names for that?
Super
rare,
happy.
Rare and bold and bold.
Super happy, fantastic, fun time.
Yeah. I'm selling my axe. This is something that is one of one. And it has the Behind the Bunker logo etched on it. That was done by Sarge Morin.
Yep.
Back in the day. And one of my all-time favorite guns that's sitting on the studio wall. But I realized the other day that I won't be using it. So if anybody's interested, I have it on the eBays right now. You can search for it or ask me and I'll put the link in the description. Also this, if you guys are looking for this, it's a brand new, never used... Empire Resurrection in...
No, that's a sniper.
All of... Sniper in all of drab. So if you guys are interested...
Sexy.
I know. One of my favorite markers of all times, but I have a couple already. So I'm going to get rid of that one in order to make room for some more stuff. Joe also sent this to me this week, and before I forget it, what a great idea. Agreed. This is almost up with Exalt's double-sided microfiber
bag. Microfiber on a roll and you tear it off. It's pretty great.
Are they pre-perforated?
They're pre-perforated. The Canadian Tire has them. You get 80 for $35.
That's awesome.
I'm sure. What's the place in the States? Harbor?
Harbor Freight.
Harbor Freight. I'm sure they have something like that.
I'm buying this on Black Friday. Or in Cyber Month. No, it's already Black Friday past, right?
No,
it's coming up. Damn it, I'm going to put that in my shopping cart and I'll watch that price drop from 35 to down to like 32. And then I'm going to scoop that up. Yeah, so thank you guys for tuning in so far. Why don't we check this out? This is our new weekly segment called Antiques Paintball Roadshow. And we'll be right back to you guys as soon as I...
Hey guys, Todd Anthony We have the 707 made by Nelspot. This is a pre-paintball. It started manufacturing somewhere around 1964. And then we shot, used a 12-gram CO2 and a handful of paintballs, maybe five, and then pump action.
So this was made specifically for tree marking, cattle marking, yes, and that sort of thing. So this helped start the sport you love.
So thank you to my co-host, Kenny Stewart, there. So that gun was from 19, I forget what he said now, 50-something. That was one of the original Splatmasters that was meant for, like, the tree and the yeah, pretty neat. So for the next couple weeks, we pre-filmed a bunch, and we'll throw them in to for you guys to watch over the next couple weeks. So well done. And I see you guys tagging Kenny Stewart. By the way, nice to see Jennifer Montresor down there at World Cup as well.
Oh, excellent. Oh, nice.
Yeah. Okay, so we had mail time. We have topic at hand. Why don't we get to the topic at hand then real quick, and we'll give you guys a chance to stretch your legs. So tonight's topic is what's the farthest, or not the farthest, but what's the biggest event you guys have ever been to? And, you know, for some of you, it may be a 50-game you know, 50 game. Some of you, it might have been World Cup, where they had almost 700 teams. I was talking to a local politician this weekend at a parade, and he asked me how it was, and I explained how many people were there, and he couldn't fathom how many people were at that tournament.
That's a shame.
Yep. So.
That's a shame.
So we're going to watch you guys in the live chat. Post up wherever you guys think has been your largest game. And as I say, even if it's only 20 people or 50 people, not everybody gets an opportunity to go to these big games.
What politician?
One of the counselors. Two of the counselors, actually. Oh. Yeah.
Sports tourism.
Sebastian says, Zuby needs to smile. No, Seb, you need to make him smile.
You need to come here, Seb, Seb, and make us smile.
He's smiling under the beard. Yeah.
Also, nice to see Frank Connell in the live chat.
Good to see you again.
Yeah. Saw him down at Cup as well.
Oh, excellent.
That's been a long time.
All right, let's kick it off. I've got first one. It was the Haga Beach Paintball Adventure. They had 2,000 players, their max, at their annual big game in 2010. Boom.
Yeah, that could have been the time.
That's when we were peaking.
That's right. Camellia Abde von Ruffelhoff said NXL France.
That's not a real name.
Drew, yeah,
it's Camilla von Rummelhoff. I love her name.
Camilla von Rummelhoff.
And we've just lost a viewer.
Yes, I'm sure we did.
There goes and all of France.
Yeah.
All of France. Anyway, that was NXL 2023. And then Chris Fosnacht, I think, fell the gap with around 1,500 at its biggest. D-Day and Super Game Oregon also have some real size to them.
So Liam Scott mentioned, I don't know the year, but 600 teams went to Cup the 1 year that he participated. William Bailey says, Oklahoma D-Day for sure. And then Jeff Kulik says, old school Skyball, 1998 to 2004.
Roger Brewster, old school Skyball, then Robert Hansen.
I was going to say, sorry to skip over on that, but the Skyball was not well attended, not like World Cup with 700 teams, but it was still, it was in the biggest building ever.
Absolutely.
But it, like, how many teams were in World Cup or in Skyball?
And again, I said this before and I'll say it again, there was nothing finer than sitting in the Hard Rock Cafe, having a beverage and nachos and watching the game that you love.
You know, it's always about food with you, Gavin.
Food and beverages, my friend.
You notice one thing I left out of our conversation is where we ate on the show. So yeah.
Nobody ever cares about that. So that'll be the after show.
Robert Hansen, Chicago Open NXL, PBX World Cup at PBX World at War scenario.
Keith Kissel says World Cup three times, Huntington Beach, MTV with Fred Schultz and Randy
Kamea.
Okay.
Skyball was so much fun, said Frank Connell. But how many teams or people were there? I don't post anything else, Frank, until you tell me
that
information.
Right, that's right. No, don't you Google it.
I'm just curious.
Go from memory.
I'm curious. Joe, we were there.
We went, yeah.
Yeah. Heck, I was scheduled to play the second one, and then they pulled the plug on it. Yeah.
Was Skyball only a one time?
Yeah. No, it was a
okay, well, the one I went to. Well, we went to one that was the last one that existed, because I was to play the next one. But I didn't go to the, if there was more than one, I didn't go to the first one. There were like eight teams at Skyball, right? I think it says Devin Schwartz. No, there was a lot more than eight teams.
Maybe eight in the pro division, but...
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Sorry, we can go back to...
According to warpig.com, there was 44 teams.
Okay.
At Skyball.
That's for that era, that's pretty big.
That is big.
On Canadian
32
soil.
32 of them were amateur teams and 12 were pro teams.
But where is it? Five man? Seven man or 10 man?
It was five man.
Was it only five man? Okay. Sure. Now, Mr. Facts over there, Gavin, where were you a minute ago when I was asking for how many teams? At least you're at a modern site that has good information. I miss War Pig.
They're actually talking about the scoring controversy that took place, too.
Yeah. There were three or four Skyball events, says Frank.
Gavin's new name is Fax McGavin.
I like it. It's part of Irish.
Yeah.
Well, turn it into a hashtag.
I would say for sure 98-99, that era, 2 years, and then the third one I don't think existed. And if there was more than that, yeah, I don't know.
And then those were the days.
They sure were.
All the little independent vendors who were there as well. Walking around Vendor Alley was fantastic. As a young person with a little bit of disposable income, it was a good time.
So Bobby Douse says it was 4 years. It was also five man, and he made the bunkers at Skyball.
Oh, so yes. He
was the guy who went around stealing tires out of people in the parking lot.
All right, Douse. Do you want to be Fax McDoused? Is that what it is? You're looking for your own hashtag?
Yeah. Yeah. That was the most oversized place to put paintball.
I thought it was fantastic.
I agree.
Stands, everything. It took paintball to a next level of professionalism as well.
I think I bought one of my first or second paintball jerseys there that wasn't a team jersey.
Paintball Junkies? Do you remember that company?
Yeah. Sadly, I think it was a blue dye jersey, and I bought hybrid dye pants. Not hybrid, well, whatever they were, didn't matter. But I was so proud of myself. But there was so many vendors there, like you felt like you were at some sort of, yeah.
Okay, so there is a full list of Skyball 2000 teams in here, and I stopped counting at 80.
Do you want to read them off?
I think it was halfway.
Yeah, can you?
There are some actually pretty cool teams in here, though.
Can you highlight them and then actually get, like, right mouse click on it and get information? Does it tell you how many? Like, does it give you? Maybe that's not a thing.
He's actually doused in McDowell's
I saw
face.
That. I love that.
That's funny.
No, I can't.
All right. Well, what other events did you have in your sheets there, guys? Anything interesting?
Skirmish Ion.
Oh, yeah.
Same, yep.
Colin Perrin, Super Game Oregon. They don't call it Super Game for nothing. Phoenix said Last Living Legends at CPX was huge. You sadly haven't seen that kind of turnout in the area since.
Christopher Shrug said in his area, D-Day at Prairie Storm Paintball Moose Jaw, that a few hundred people, but they don't usually have that amount of numbers. So good for you guys.
Yeah. A lot of these events are great. A lot of these events are great to have that many teams, but like I'll give you an example. World Cup with 700 teams. Do you know what the percentage is of your team actually coming first, even in just your bracket? We figured out it was like 4% or something like that. Like,
was it 1 out of 43?
Yeah.
Or
I don't know.
I don't know.
But like some divisions had more and some divisions had left, but like the likelihood of you winning, you know, and everyone had hashtag Weird World Cup, and I know that's the mantra and that's what everybody's after, but when you walk away from it all and you kind of give yourself a reality check, the likelihood of you taking, you know, second, third, fourth is still even big. Like I talked to so many teams, and on Saturday, you have to be careful what you say. You say, hey, how's it going? You're opening yourself up to, oh, we just lost, or we're going home, that sort of thing. But that was...
But?
I also asked, did you have fun?
Lost World Cup t-shirts were through the roof.
Yes, that's true.
Frank Connell says nothing was bigger than World Cup this year.
Okay, oh, so it was. I thought I heard 800 once, but that was probably over an exaggeration.
Yeah, but if you look at that drone shot of the parking lot with all the cars... And you compare it to previous years of the drone shot with all the cars. Yeah. This year, the parking, it's unbelievable.
Do you know what also made this year's World Cup the biggest? The Dilly Donuts had the sales of the most donuts of any other venue they've ever been to. That's Frank Connell's.
All right.
Yeah.
Does he have a donut company?
It's not always about winning, says Jennifer Montressor, the journey with your friends to World Cup. Absolutely. And you know what? Indeed. Like I said to people, like, if you lose World Cup, you're still in Florida. You're right near Disney. And you've got lots of things to do. Or Gator World, if Disney's out of your budget.
Oh, those
right?
Gator, like, Nuggets, baby.
Absolutely. Like, you're still in the happiest place in the world. So, yeah, you lost World Cup. But you also can now have time to go watch the pros if you want. You can do Vendor Row, like, or you can go sit in the pool in 80-degree weather. Like,
you can pack heat without even having a license. That's right, baby.
That's pretty good.
Oh, boy.
You just moved on really quickly.
I sure did. Yeah.
Amir Axum says Millennium Gator, Paris. Though.
You want to skip over Gator?
Yeah, it's really good.
I only went to the original one. It burnt down 1 year, I think.
Yeah. I only went to the one that Joe Dirt worked at, so.
Nice. Dirtay.
Dirtay,
yeah.
No, I was talking about, like, eating it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had Gator nuggets there. It was great.
Really?
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah.
What does it taste like? What's Gator taste
chicken,
like?
Chicken, like everything else. Like mystery meat, but it was good.
I hate
it's
that,
it's a mix
though.
Between calamari and chicken.
Wow.
Oh, that'd be good.
Well, it's good.
I guess.
Like most things deep fried, it's good.
Lisa says the fruity pebbled donuts were good. I didn't even get any this year. I'm disappointed. All right. Well, why don't we move on, ladies and gentlemen? We don't have time for Prices Right, which means
no hat.
No one gets an opportunity to win the hat this week, but we'll carry it over to next week. So
I better be here.
Seb's watching. It's a chapeau.
Oh,
for a la tête.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Le Tigre.
Actually, it's a good looking hat, I will say. But yeah, so thank you to Finley Hats for that. And next week, we'll do that. So if you guys are watching us on Facebook, we're going to say farewell to you. If you guys want to come over, we're going to continue to broadcast on YouTube, and we're going to continue to record for our podcast. If you guys want to listen to that, you can find our podcast anywhere you get your favorite podcast from. And thank you to everyone that I met at World Cup and that said hello to us. Thank you to all of you who have been watching today. Thank you to Gavin, Joe, and Josh. No thank you to Matt for not being here this evening, but hopefully we'll see him back next week.
Thanks for
and we'll see you guys over on YouTube in just a minute. I am looking for his outro, and I don't. All right, and here we are. We are still live, it looks like.
Yeah.
Maybe just post in Facebook if we're still live, just to make sure, because Matt's not here, and I'm pretty sure this is what it is. So anyways, what did you guys think of the show? Quick and painless. Feels like we've been off for 2 weeks.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Yeah. A little while. Yeah.
Yeah.
For a little while.
I wanted to tell you guys, I heard this interesting comment. I was walking by some of the... I guess the lower division fields. That's not the pro division, all the other divisions. They're all lumped, so there's like 10 of them all in one area. And I had this woman walk by, and it was an older lady, could have been like a young grandmother. And she was talking to someone, and they were trying to sort of explain what's going on with paintball. She was sitting at the end of the field, kind of watching. And she asked the fellow some interesting questions, but one of them was, do you wear hearing protection? I never heard that before. And it got to me thinking, I thought, that's actually a really good point, because I know my hearing isn't the best, but I equate that to back in the day filling and unfilling CO2. And listening to CO2 go off, right? But even still, when you go fill your high pressure air tank and you pressurize it and let go, that quick degas, or if you're maybe not a Planet Eclipse gun, but if you're firing like a blowback style gun, like an old Tippmann, or... you know, C3 with the explosiveness of the propane.
Yeah, but we
would that affect your hearing? Would that decibel
the sound signature is too low?
There are numerous studies that talk about the effects of hearing loss in adrenaline. So when you're actually out playing paintball, your adrenaline's high enough that it protects your ears. Okay. So the same thing happens with soldiers who are in war, in gunfights, which is why they don't necessarily wear hearing protection all the time. It's okay. Because once that adrenaline starts going, it actually helps protect your ears.
So I had an interesting idea because of this thought, and I talked to one of the NXL refs who immediately poo-pooed it, didn't like it. But I thought, wouldn't it be interesting if you could have earplugs put in But much like we were talking about a couple shows ago, have noise-canceling earbuds that would cancel out the sound of the paintball guns firing, much like a real firearm, but amplify the sound of the voices. So you'd be able to not hear your marker, but you'd be able to hear more of your teammates calling out. I thought that would not be an interesting paintball product. You know, maybe not necessarily for the speedball guys, I get that. But think about on a recreational field, if you're playing every Saturday and Sunday and you've got maybe a blowback gun, but you'd be able to hear your guys, you'd be able to hear stuff. The only downside of this idea is you wouldn't be able to hear the guns of the other team. So that would be the biggest thing. But I don't know, you think that could be a product? Could we make millions on that as an idea?
Run with it, buddy. All yours.
They already make hunting head earplugs like that.
Yeah, but hunting, you're not just rapid firing a gun either, right?
No, but they're plugs that you put in. They've got a little thing in the middle that you pull out. You can actually hear like things rustling through the leaves, and it still protects up to like 26 decibels.
Well, I was thinking like the 80s and 90s. There used to be a commercial on TV Whisper for hearing. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad someone else knows what the Whisper 2000 was. But the Whisper 2000 was something that was marketed so you could hear people talk in the other room, or if you just were hard of hearing, you didn't have to turn your TV up. But wouldn't that be great if you could actually hear your teammates or hear, you're right, like rustling in the bushes? Wow. Or, you know, I don't know. I thought I had a neat idea there, and I started thinking about how I could market it, but none of the tournament guys would like it. The refs wouldn't like it because that would be an illegal thing, because now you're modifying, like it's almost like a cheat. And then how do you police that with having Bluetooth and maybe my phone on and listening to the coach?
That well, or whatever, people with hearing impairments as well, right? Who have like supersonic what do you call those? Hearing aids in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen modern day headphones now or hearing aids now? Like you get them to connect to your phone and your television. It's essentially like having Bluetooth. Yeah. That's awesome.
Steve says, wear them earplugs. And Chris basically said the same thing. It's canceling out the sound of my marker, but also the markers of the other people. So, yeah, it wouldn't be advantageous. But I don't know. I just thought it was an interesting observation that woman had about asking if we have earplugs.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, well.
And but I'm guessing that's somebody from the firearms world, right? Who's used to guns and and that safety, right? But
yeah. Again, or, or the carnival world.
Or the carnival world, yes. Pardon me, sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, particularly with speedball, the sound signature is so soft and so light that I don't think hearing protection is required, even like long-term impact.
Corey did some noise studies, and it was only 86 or something, right beside.
Right on the mesh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And
92 is Canadian health and safety.
Okay.
So it's a non-issue then. Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense.
All right, so back to the drawing board, Todd.
Yeah, okay, well, not the latest and greatest. And I had an opportunity to commentate one of the semi-pro games with Nick Slowiak, and I know the producer had put a bug in his ear and said, hey, you know, dumb it down for everybody at home, because there's a lot of people at home that have not seen paintball before or don't get it. And that was a good point. And he did sort of break it down as we were commenting and said, like, this is why this is like this and this is what happens, and really sort of dumbed it down. A lot of people raked him over the coals and said that he was belittling it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But Young used to do that back in the day as well,
but
I think
it's
so
great.
Appreciated. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's great.
It's a fast-moving game with a lot of nuance, like intricate moves that people are not aware of, and so dumbing it down is really important.
We even broke down, like, why we call it X-ball time. You know, why does 2 minutes between a point be called X-ball time? So it's not really X-ball, but that's sort of what we denote it as. But
if you want people to start watching it, you have to talk like they can understand it. Period.
Yeah, look at when Fox started carrying the NHL to the mass American audience.
Yep.
The puck was highlighted so people could follow it.
Yeah. The unfortunate thing is if you look at both the OPL broadcast and the Major League Paintball broadcast, because I watched the numbers, they were really strong during the day, but those numbers almost doubled when the players got home and they started watching it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So the numbers came in hot the next day or that night, except for the Thursday games. People went home right away and instantly watched and watched for other teams and stuff. But I find that those numbers come in strong second. So you're really catering to the athletes themselves that want to watch their own footage and stuff. But again, like, they're not watching it for hearing our commentary. They can shut it off if they don't want it. But I do think for the people watching at home, you kind of have to keep it dumbed down. I really do. You all right?
Yeah, it's like a tickle in my throat. Maybe talking too much.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of which, why don't we end this? It's 9 o'clock. Yeah. Thank you, Gavin, for being on the show. Hopefully you enjoyed your Price is Right victory tonight.
I did, so I'll take that hat on the way out. And again, thanks, folks, for listening to us and supporting Movember this week. If you can't contribute to a MoBro or Sis, make sure you talk to a young man or man in your life about making sure they're staying well and that they're doing okay. Thanks for tuning in.
And thank you to Joe for being on the show.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight to Beautiful Behind the Bunker. Wheel 6, see you next Monday night at 8:04 p.m. for some more of the same.
And Joe managed to stay on his chair the whole thing.
I managed to
stay
on my chair.
Good.
I'm in some pain, but not terrible amounts.
And much like when your wife is pregnant and you have sympathy pains, Josh is having sympathy pains with Joe right now.
Yeah. In my heel.
You somehow hurt yourself as well.
And thanks, yeah. Thanks to Tim and Leds for the special World Cup hookups. I want to thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah. If you guys would like one of the Tiger Stripe hoodies, message me directly and I'll let you know how you can get them and all of that stuff.
No, those are jerseys, not hoodies.
Sorry, you're right. They're jerseys. You're right. Message me and we may even... We may even get a couple extra to sell. So if you guys are looking for some, let us know. And yeah, thank you, Josh, for being on the show.
Yeah, and thank everyone for the first time in a long time, not talking about Crocs during the show.
Oh, did you see the McDonald's Crocs? Did you see the unveiling of them all?
Yeah.
Good. Stay tuned to the next show and we'll talk about it.
Nice.
Thanks, guys, for watching. We'll see you next time.